The origin of the word redundant from Latin means surging up. And
well, actually, it means superfluous, but that's another thing.
Redundant, needless. Well, yeah, when I first looked at it, yeah, no longer needed or useful, superfluous. But if you look at the definition for engineering, it's not strictly necessary to functioning, but included in case of failure in another component.
So it's a backdoor. It's a fail-safe, yeah, a redundant circuit. But now redundant circuits are good, but you can even overload those. We've overloaded those too. That's been a white knuckle flag with your cold plate. You have your set circuit that runs and it runs at a certain ohmage, and then you have a failsafe, a backdoor to get around. So if it overloads, it has some place to go. And the next thing you know, you've got water running out the building. It's great fun. It's really fun. It overloads sometimes. So even your redundant circuitry has to be redundant. So it really isn't a fail-safe at all. So you're better off just having it flow through the pipe and increase the velocity of the pressure, the foot-pounds per pressure of the actual incisor capacitation, rather than having a redundant circuit that also can overload. It's a false sense of security that allows you to think that you control your electricity and that electricity doesn't control you. So the redundant circuitry at this point should just be an outlet or a ground, a straight ground that shoots it in the ground, which will also ignite, make the earthworms come up out of the ground. Both earthworm grave and earthworms have a claim. Yep. Then you can be a dead ringer. You know, if you shoot it in the ground, maybe the dead people can come back up. If you put enough of a pulse into it, might give them, they shock them back to life. Their fingernails are still growing. Their hair is still growing. So you can have dead ringers. They can have, every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings, and then you come right back in, and you get, there you go. How's that for redundant, darling?